Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Breaking news. Elon Musk offers to buy Twitter and take the whole entire company private. So what does this mean? Is this just a pump and dump? Is this another just PR scheme, or does he truly care about free speech? And what happens to Twitter if he doesn't buy it? And is there any insights, or are there any insights that we can gain through this story other than Elon Musk just trying to buy Twitter? And the answer is yes. So let's dive into the article right now from Reuters. And Elon Musk targets Twitter with a $41 billion cash offer. That's when you're playing with the big boys up there, when you're saying, okay, here's $41 billion in cash that I will be paying for your company to take it private. Now, he probably has to, it's not going to be straight cash from his bank account. It would probably be through maybe shares of, or selling shares of Tesla, and then maybe some debt as well. But that's definitely a power move right there for sure. So first thing I wanted to highlight is, since making, this is a, from Brett Taylor, this is a quote from Elon Musk himself to Brett Taylor. Since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. And he's talking about absolute free speech. So if this is true, and kind of no one's talking about this in the mainstream media, what he's saying is that internally, Twitter just has too many employees, if not managers and maybe people on the board, that actually favor censorship. And, you know, I can relate to this from a standpoint of when, you know, going back to the early 2000s, I went into a few businesses and took them over from bankruptcy. And I remember the first time I did it, I tried to save, or I tried to keep the employees that were there. And I realized after about a month that this wasn't going to pan out, because these people, their attitude was so poor that I just, I couldn't salvage them, unfortunately. When the corporate culture gets to a point of just negative energy, I mean, I hate to be woo-woo about it, but that's, you guys know what I'm talking about. There's nothing you can do. You've got to start from scratch and just rebuild that kind of that corporate vibe. And you've got to rebuild from the ground up with just this positive energy that is all about, you know, kicking butt instead of all about complaining, which it, that's how it was back when I was doing this. And I don't know that it's all about, you know, kicking butt or complaining now with Twitter. But I am saying that there's probably this corporate culture of censorship, and it's coming from the top down. And Elon Musk realized this when he bought 9.2% of the company, and it dawned on him that, whoa, wait a minute here. This is like a start from scratch type thing. And I need to buy the entire company. I need to take it public, or excuse me, private, so I can clean house. And I can just get rid of all of the negative energy and the people that basically favor censorship. And that's probably a lot of the employees and a lot of upper management and possibly people on the board and possibly the most likely the CEO and kind of the corporate suite, if you will. So this is something that the mainstream media isn't talking about at all. And I don't even really see any people talk about it on social media, but I think that just this one quote gives us tremendous insight as to what is really happening with Twitter. So if Elon Musk does not buy Twitter, I would say expect the censorship from them to get worse, not better. So going back to the article, Musk, who calls himself a free speech absolutist, has been critical of the social media platform and its policies, and recently ran a poll on Twitter asking users if they believe it adheres to principles of free speech. And now moving to the nitty-gritty of the actual deal, shares in Twitter rose about 5% pre-market trading up to 48.30. So if you thought this was kind of a pump and dump from Elon Musk, if it was, it's not working out that way, because pre-market they're only up 5%. And I looked at shares of Twitter as of right now, and this is as of 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, they're trading at $46.27, so not really up that much, only 42 cents from yesterday, so really not a big move, which would indicate to me the market is setting the probability of this deal going through very low. And based on that $48.30 share price, they were saying that this is an implied 29% chance of the deal actually going through. So if now we're only at 46, maybe what are we at, 10%, maybe 15% chance that it actually pans out? Yeah, the close yesterday was $45.85. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Now, the Tesla stock fell by about 2%. Why? Because the market is assuming that if the deal goes through, then he would have to sell some of his Tesla stock, or a significant portion of his Tesla stock, to make it happen, and therefore increase supply. Price goes down. And here's where they get into kind of the deal makers behind the scenes here, the kind of the investment bankers. They say that we think Musk could fund the transaction if approved, a combination of debt financing and potentially Tesla shares. That's why the price gone down by 2%. Given the size of the transaction, $43 billion. And by the way, that $43 billion works out to around $54 a share, if my memory serves me. Let's go to my Twitter feed. And I actually, according to Zero Hedge, that would be $54.20 per share. So going back to the article, Musk's move also raises the question of whether other bidders might emerge for Twitter. When I first read this, I'm like, I don't know, I doubt it. Although the initial share price reaction did not suggest this was widely expected, it would be hard for any other bidders or group of bidders to emerge, and the Twitter board will be forced likely to accept this bid and or run an active process to sell Twitter. Wow. Okay, so that's an interesting take. This is from Daniel Ives. There will be a host of questions around financing, regulatory, balancing Musk's time with Tesla, SpaceX in the coming days. But ultimately, based on this filing, it is now or never bid for Twitter to accept. And after I got done scanning this article, the main thing in my mind is, how committed is the board to censorship? because it's, and I've never taken a company private, or I've never taken a company public. I was in the talks to take a company public way back in 2008, I think, but it didn't really go anywhere. So I don't have really any experience actually doing or actually executing on the objective, or actually going through the process. So, you know, it's just kind of speculation on my end, but it would seem that at $54 a share, this would, if I was a shareholder, I would say sell. I would say, what are you doing, man? Sell. Are you crazy? $54 a share? That's a huge premium on where they're currently traded. I mean, what is that? Over a 20% premium? And then you've got the upside if Musk takes over. I mean, is it going to be worse than what you're dealing with as a shareholder with the current set of executives or the current board? I doubt it. So a lot of upside there. So I would want to sell for sure. It seems like a no-brainer. But for the board, I guess it boils down to their commitment. If this is true, if my assumption is true, it would boil down to their commitment to censorship. How powerful is their adherence to their worldview? I think, and this is why it's very interesting to me. So if they decline the offer, this would suggest to me that their priority is censorship, even above and beyond profit or their commitment to their shareholders. So, and that would, I think that would kind of be a proxy for social media in general, whether it's Google, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. If Twitter doesn't sell, that really tells you about the commitment to censorship that is in Silicon Valley and where we are headed in the future. So we'll have to see how this plays out. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.